Blog Talk Radio.
Is the internet killing TV networks?
Damn straight, Chippy.
But not CNT. CNT is back with shows too exciting to time shift.
All right, guys, let's go.
Reality finally gets real and real cheap to make on the underbelly of paradise.
Suck my Steve f***ing Haynes.
Eat organic, recycle, or I'll have a fit.
He's a judgmental hypocrite.
America's favorite liberal superhero, Impotent Rage, gets smug.
A victory!
My work here is done.
And from the archives, a classic from when misogyny was cool.
Get that, will you?
Of course, Gordon.
Warhead rides again.
Oh, Gordon, I'm scared!
Shut up, you'll blow our cover.
It's all coming this fall. CNT, where America vegetates.
Now that is one productive day's work.
Won't come in your mouth. Well, I would never lie to you, Debbie. I would definitely shoot it straight into your mouth.
Oh, oh my God, this is horrible.
See what you
can
started?
You gurgle for me? Just gurgle.
We got on Spreaker and we went over to a show that was on the air. And listen, in all fairness, I have to say that was a Skype conversation. Do you agree?
We got a couple of Twitter shout-outs up in.
But the only thing is, I kind of wish that there is something other than the primary system and let.
Doing some bad stuff. We don't like it. Better not. If it's what I think it is, I'll be very upset. Allegedly, you better not be one. He hung up. He went away. Yahoo!
You people have gotten me talking. Your Spreaker is talk. Your blog talk is talk with your hideous programs.
We react to people's, what I consider bad behavior, or behavior in general, that I find objectionable. Did that make any sense?
Try it one more time.
Okay. Let me paraphrase.
Here's what I want you to do. Don't.
Now, tell me. Who are you?
AILA.
186 Point Deuce.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Log Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
Stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now.
Money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coppet. Stop it, if you think you're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends Papa hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once the grin, I'm in, game begins. First I talk about how I dress is this, and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
You don't need nobody else.
Think of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, Major Payne like Damon Wayans. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Ask Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
One more chance.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Kung Fu Rainbow Laser Force!
We're reclaiming the rainbow!
Kung Fu Rainbow Laser Force! The upper middle class superhero team that protects your innocence any way they can. They are Tallulah, Sebastian Caden, Zoe, Quota, and Dirk.
We don't tolerate difference.
We're heterosexual overdam!
Yeah! Fighting evil in multicolored skin, tie cut off suspended.
Cow!
I'm happy to wait.
CNT.
Politics or whatever, you know, the news of the day. All right, but you know, the casual news of the day. What normal people talk about, news of the day.
What happened to Lester? Well, that's the first question I'm going to get all night long. So let me tell you. If you followed good shows like Mobster Boss Radio, then you know that Lester shows up when Lester feels like it. And Lester, well, to be quite honest with you, we don't know where Lester is tonight.
Psychological viewpoint level. They see the world differently than I do. When you get older, you just start to, I don't know, you just start to learn things you can't know when you're younger. So...
appreciate all the first responders out there, all the podcasters out there kicking it old school out there, and beat here on the mighty, mighty big shoe.
Yeah, you're listening to the Drinking Bone Show. This is your host, Drinking Bone.
Oh my God, that's horrible. That is terrible. Have you heard of forklift beach whale?
No, what's that?
Watch. Let me show you, because I want to make you laugh, okay?
I do have other things in my life that I do. But this is something that I get asked about a lot on other sites, because they listen to some of the stuff, and they ask me, well, what's going on? How do you even do the Spreaker thing? How does that happen? Well...
now, tell me, who are you?
A-I-L-A.
86.2.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Log Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains crap material, including offensive language.
Your discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
This is the stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
Season 8.
Oh, Goofy Bone, what have I created this time? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back now. Back to something, what we like to call fun. Back to something that we like to call entertainment. Back to something that we like to call business. And let me tell you something, business has happened since I was gone. Apparently somebody got kicked off of good old Spreaker. And the funny thing is, he thinks the bitch did it. Oh my God. Well, let's tell everybody how the hate happens. Well, we all know during the beginning of season 8, good old guy Shay snitched on me because there was a picture of his half black and half white grandson with dicks all over him. And apparently Guy Shay seems to blame me for it. So Spreaker kicked me off. And as I was waddling and dawdling, taking vacations, my birthday, so many other things I did, going back to Vegas here and there, going to Reno. You know, I couldn't come back to Spreaker without some drama. So I was plotting one night and I thought, hey, how can I get back at this fucking piece of shit? How? Let me disappear for a little while and make this idiot think that I ran away with his stupid, pathetic docs that he's fucking screaming out. Everyone's still looking for my wedding pictures. Everyone's still looking for my ring photos. Everyone's still looking for this wife that I supposedly have. And my invisible children. Well, if you believe an idiot like that, then you are an idiot. I want everybody to write this down, and if they have time on their hands, to give me an email. You see, the way Spreaker officials work are, they only respond to you through email. So what would be a great idea, since Guy Shay was crying and he was yelling at poor old Debbie, why don't we act like I'm Debbie? And why don't we tell Spreaker that this poor individual is threatening my life and I am so scared? Thirty-two emails later, and Guy Shay is banned from Spreaker. And like I said, you can email me if you want, and I'll write you back. D-E-B-I. Period. D-A-L-Y. _1@yahoo.com. Oh, yeah. Anna Palazzo and I became some really good close friends. See, this is how pathetic Spreaker is.
This is how stupid these people on Spreaker are. All I had to do was just make a fake email and write them several times, 32 times, in order to make sure that an eye for an eye was given, payback was given. See, the sad thing is when Guy Shane had me banned on Spreaker, he had my 186 point deuce account banned. And I told you people many times, why do you think I went from the Goofy Bone account to the 186 point deuce account? Because that account was expendable. It was waiting to be banned. All Guy Shay's listeners, all his archives, they're gone. And they ain't coming back, baby. Oh. See, the thing is that I wasn't even around. I found me a new place to play. I'm over there flirting with millions of women. Everybody sees what I'm doing. You don't see no children, you don't see no wife, you just see me smoking weed day in and day out. Like I should. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why Mr. Shay's account was no longer with us we can thank Debbie Daly for that. Not the person, but just her name. And the stupid fucks believed it. So now I'm back. I told you people, season 8 is the best fucking season you could ever fucking ask for, ladies and gentlemen. I told you friends would be enemies. Enemies would try to be friends. All this time I was gone, you know, Shay was crying and bitching and wanting shows from me. This little bitch following me on fucking Spreaker. This little bitch hitting me up, private messages, wanting fucking shows. Guy Shay never hated me. Guy Shay envies me. And now that he's kicked off, he's crying. Oh, now he's a victim. Oh, it was great knowing the fact that you're no longer on Spreaker. But you could do like I did, Guy. Just make a new account and come back. Which you already did. But don't worry. Pretty soon that account will be no longer in service to. See, ladies and gentlemen, I always gotta pay back people. Regardless if it's now or later, I always get my revenge. And I always win. Why do you think we're in the season? Yes, this is that season. Where the hate has built so much that people never expected any of this. Sometimes I wish
everyone can see what's plotting in my mind. But yeah. So guys, when you're listening to this, because I know you do, because that's all you do is listen to my fucking shows. I don't listen to your piece of shit shows. It's not even a show, it's just YouTube clips. Other people's material. Just remember, guy, it's just business. And that's all it'll ever be. And that's the way the cookie has now crumbled. And all you people, all you fucking people, you think I've neglected you? Well, let me tell you something. I have neglected you. All my radio show fans, I'm sorry. But I was out playing and plotting. It can't be season 8 without somebody getting hurt. Even though there's been many people crying this fucking season, like Desert Rose, Alan Wayne, Guy Shea, Debbie Daly. I love it. Because I could stay away. They can't. They have to be in the spotlight to try to be somebody that they'll never fucking be. What a fucking failure. Guy says he was on terrestrial radio and now he's on a fucking internet radio show. What a great come-up that this motherfucker has came up on. He went from bad to worse. And that fucking idiot is proud of it. That's why I laugh at him every day. He was the motherfucking laughingstock. When that Alabama black snake fucked his daughter and ruined his beautiful white race. That was funny. And the sad thing is that guy has to take care of that piece of shit that came out of his fucking daughter's pussy. Both of those pieces of shit that came out of his daughter's pussy. That fucking lowlife loser has to fucking watch his fucking kids' kids. Because his own kids weren't even at the level of being an adult to watch children. And it's so funny how this motherfucker likes to hang out with people who like to talk intelligence. Like that one idiot, Kevin A. Kierstead.
Well, you guys gotta understand that the reason why the world works is because there's certain individuals out there that do this and they do that.
If you look at these people haven't even moved from their computer seat. I was out in Vegas, in Reno, all over the fucking place, living a life. And what are these idiots doing? The same old shit. The same old stuff. It gets boring. How can you say you won? When you snitched. Do you know everybody out there that I would never take that fucking loser's fucking grandson and put dicks all over his fucking head. That's something a sick individual would do. And that sick individual is Guy. Do you see all these sock puppets with dicks? He even fucking has Alan Wayne's dick all over the fucking place. And you think it's me? That's not my style. I'm sorry. If I'm gonna talk shit, I'm gonna use my own fucking name. But I'm back, people. And we're seriously gonna change up a lot of things here. And I'm gonna get rid of fucking people that I don't even fucking need anymore. So people in the chat room, if you've been playing both sides of the fence, guess what? You're gonna be banned. And I don't even want to see your fucking piece of shit face ever again. So those people who love Goofy Bone programming, don't worry. We're done talking about those fucking losers. We're done talking about that stupid bitch that we've been talking about for fucking over 8 fucking years. I'm tired of fighting with these old people. These old people that can't accumulate to shit. They think this radio fucking internet bullshit thing is gonna make them something in life. This is all that they have. And it shows. You got this stupid white bitch over there thinking that she has a radio show when she's playing reruns of her little shows. Fucking 3-4 years ago. What kind of a stupid bitch is that? How the hell are you gonna fucking draw in an audience playing old shows? But ladies and gentlemen, I had to do what I had to do. I had to pay back what I had to pay back. Now you guys all know the truth. And like I said, if you guys don't believe me, go ahead and email me at Debbie.Daily_1. @yahoo.com. And like I said, me and Anna Pelozzo, we came to be good friends because she thinks I'm Debbie. That's how stupid these people are! And that's why I laugh at them every fucking day. That's why I laugh at people. That's why I laugh at all these fucking pathetic fucking losers who play both sides of the fence. Coming around here thinking, oh, Goofy Bone don't remember. Bitch, I always remember. And the sad thing is that you people think I need you people. I don't fucking need any of you fucking people. I was ruling the world before this radio show fucking shit came. And you people seriously think that I need to hang around with this group of fucking losers? This group of fucking individual fucking radio show hosts that are so dumber than fucking a box of nails? Look, you got Rick and Dino over there. Remember them talking so much shit about fucking Debbie? And now who's friends? What the fuck kind of shit is this? Everyone talks shit about one, and then later on they become friends. I weep for the future. I seriously weep for the motherfucking future. Look at who's teaching the future. Look, you got two grandchildren being taught by a grandfather who comes on the radio and acts like a racist person. But when he's off the radio, he's a sweet, kind grandfather. But yet on the radio, he's screaming out the N-word. And his grandson is part of that N-word. How does that make any sense? That's why I'm done with these fucking losers. I'm saying my piece for tonight, and then tomorrow we're getting back to what we need to get back to. A show that has been abandoned because I wanted to fucking go around and play fucking tag with these fucking stupid loser fucking old people. Well, that shit is over with now. I'm done with them. They are so fucking pathetic. They claim to be this, and they claim to be that, but in reality, we know the truth. They're nothing but a pieces of shit that fucking America shitted out. Stabby McCugs, I want to say thank you. Thank you for all the years you've hung out with me thinking that you're just a cool person. But in the long run, Stabby, you're just like every other bitch out there playing both sides of the fence. So Stabby, you are now a part of the member. Oh, I'm sorry, you are now a member of the band. Keep marching. This is what I'm fucking talking about. You got little fucks like Stabby talking shit. But then they want to delete their comments. Why even post it if you're going to fucking delete it? I don't got time for that. Slowly, little by little, we'll eliminate everybody that doesn't need to be here. And I know Mechazawa is not here tonight because I told him not to come tonight because I wanted to speak my fucking mind. I want you people to know that I'm fucking tired of those pieces of shit. Of those fucking losers. All these fucking people on fucking Spreaker who surrounds themselves with these fucking losers. I'm done with it. I just wanted to make sure that motherfucker got banned. Now I want to do my own thing. I want to get back to what the radio show was all about. Me and Mechazawa have been talking through this time off, and we're going a different direction. You guys could have the fucking losers, the old people, the people who act like they're young, but they're old, and that'll never go away. I know they're going to get upset. I don't need to mention them to get fucking ratings. I don't need them to fucking boost my show. I don't even need them at all. The reason why they hate me so much, because they can't defeat me. Oh yeah, what did you find, guy? What did you find? I'm married and I have kids. Where are they? The only wife I have is a headless fucking mannequin head. How pathetic people are. Of all the years people's known me, out of all the years I'm talking about fucking hoes, some stupid old fucking dumb fuck comes out of the woodwork and say, oh, I'm married and I have all these kids. I live in an apartment and all blah, blah, blah. Obviously, the shack is not an apartment. The shack alone, if I would ever live in the shack, it would be a nice big room. But unfortunately, this is where we conduct our business. That's why I laugh at these fucking losers. Guy and all this stupid stuff. What did you say, guy, that I made my wife steal $300,000 or half a million dollars. And that's what I'm living off of. Out of all the trips and all the parties and all the shit that I've done, all that money would have been spent already. See, these are the idiots that sit there and throw you stories. They have no proof. Look at my fucking, my wedding ring scene. I'm supposed to have a wedding ring on with a band of some sort. And do you know if you wear one of those, what you would call it, like that wedding ring shadow comes on there or fucking whatever? Look at my fucking finger. I tell you, fucks. That's why I'm done with these fucking idiots. Let them sing whatever the fuck they want to sing. Let them fucking eat each other alive. I could give a rat's ass. I just wanted to do what I had to do. And make sure that bitch's account is no longer in service. Ladies and gentlemen, season 8 has been great. Hollywood couldn't write season 8. This season has been incredible. And I'm glad we're done with those fucking pieces of shit. I'm glad we could get on with our lives. Because I know those motherfuckers could never get on with their lives. They always have to be in the shit because they always want to be in the spotlight. Good luck with that. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. But we'll be back right here on good old 186.2, the World Wide Radio Show.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alerts, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-877-653-8844. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-877-653-8844. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-877-653-8844. That's 1-877-653-8844.
Tim gave everything he had to our country. Now, he's having flashbacks, and someone's going to pay. Howitzer is back. Evacuator.
Die, you scum!
One man's search for peace.
Good night, bitches! I'll kill him before he screams!
One man's search for hope.
Let's do some killing. Let's kill for the kids!
One man's search for the truth.
After I torched those villages and raped all those schoolgirls, I just can't seem to get those images out of my head.
He gave everything. Then the liberals turned their backs on our heroes, and now he's out for the truth.
What do you smell, wandering hands?
Smell fear.
Good, let's arm wrestle.
That'd be a different film.
Okay, let's kill some commies!
Me find Vietnamese squaw.
He's wrestling the chopper down. Shoot him!
I'm an American, and you're not! So fucking die!
He's too strong!
Evacuator.
Let's evacuate these bitches!
Rated RP for really patriotic.
Children are our future, all of our future. And of course, we want the future to be bright. We want the future to be healthy. We want the future to be perfect. And for those who can afford it, we believe we have the right to demand perfection and control nature. That's where Eugenics Incorporated International comes in. Morality is none of our business. Making sure you have the right baby is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Von Singer. You're discerning. You wouldn't accept the wrong car, or the wrong job, or the wrong house. Why on earth should you accept the wrong child? Visit Eugenics Incorporated International and get the perfect baby. Satisfaction guaranteed, subject to medical test and unforeseen accidents.
Visit us on the web at eugenicsincorporated.com and start designing your perfect baby today.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program,
186.2.
Already in progress.
Are we back? I believe we're back. I'm telling you, people. This world couldn't be any more funnier. Did y'all hear about my homeboy Curtis Jackson? Oh, Curtis. Curtis. Well, now the rapper 50 Cent only has 50 Cent to his name. Apparently, he has his pants, his dick, and 50 Cent. And now, today, Curtis Jackson III has scheduled a bankruptcy case. You know, this is so fucking stupid. Here you are, a stupid motherfucker, hardcore rap gangster. Yeah, where's the gangster right now? You're not hustling no more, are you? Top 50? Many men have more money than me. Many men. This is what I laugh, man. These motherfuckers. This is, to be honest with you, this is why I got out of the fucking rap game. Because there's so many motherfuckers like this. Thinking they're hardcore, thinking they're the shit. And now look at this motherfucker. Filing for bankruptcy. Where's your Versace shirts and your gold chains? Where's the rest of G-Unit at? This is why I laugh at these people, and you know, it couldn't have happened to a better person. See, for real. I mean, 50 Cent should be in those those commercials. Like, 50 cents a day could help a child in Somalia or something out there. Curtis Jackson III. Stupid motherfucker. And you know, the funny thing is that, I mean, the reason why his decline to fame, supposedly 50 Cent fucked Rick Ross's baby's mama, and it was like a viral sex tape. I don't know, I didn't see it. But, so, the bitch took him to court and drained that motherfucker. I mean, seriously. But this is why I got out the rap game, because there's these idiots like this. They would rather spend all their money on a fucking gold chain when they're broke as fuck. Later on in life, when you gotta sell that gold chain, you're not gonna get the price you paid for it. So why even invest in one? Do you see me with gold chains on? You don't even see me with jewelry on. Because that belongs to women. Women should be wearing jewelry, not men. You look at all these fucking rappers nowadays. Most of these rappers have more jewelry than women. And that is sick. Well, now 50 Cent, we have to feel sorry for him because he has no money. That's what you get for thinking you're better than everyone, Curtis. I'm telling you, all these fucking rappers, they don't have no fucking brains. This motherfucking 50 Cent should have took all that money that he made and invested it. You people must understand, this is why I tell you day in and day out to invest your money. Make your money work for you. Don't be the idiot and buy the $10,000 gold chain that you're only going to get $1,000 when you try to sell it off. You're already losing once you bought that son of a bitch. But this is why I laugh at these fucking people. These fucking people. These rappers. They got all this fucking money. Spending all their money on gold teeth and fucking diamonds in their ears and all these necklaces. Stupid motherfuckers. And then they go bankrupt. I'm going to go buy me a $10,000 Versace shirt. Just one. Yeah, for that $10,000, I could buy me fucking about 30 fucking wardrobes of fucking items. This is how stupid these fucking people are. Like I said, invest. Invest in your money.
Mandy Pinetown, get the fuck out of my goddamn chat room! I swear to God, man, you fucking come around my Periscope screaming the 60 Nugget Challenge. After I already did one, I will fucking ban you. I will make everybody on Periscope hate you. And I will force you to come back to Spreaker. I'm dead serious, people. When I'm talking about eliminating people, I'm talking about eliminating people. But anyways. No, I don't love you. Why do you come on Periscope when you don't even fucking scope? Well, I don't fucking understand. Well, apparently, a lot of white people in the world are getting upset because they don't like the name Cracker Barrel, the old country store. They want to have that franchise change their name to Caucasian Barrel. Let's say that again. They want them to change their name to Caucasian Barrel. Are you serious?
I was just crushed, absolutely crushed.
You're crushed, honey? Yeah, so am I. I mean, seriously, do I look at a Cracker Barrel saying, oh, that's only white people food? I thought that's the name of it because it's called Cracker Barrel. You people need to stop with this racism fucking shit. You're adding more to what doesn't need to be added. Caucasian Barrel, get the fuck out of here. That's hick shit for you. I'm gonna get to Donald Trump, James Anthony. Shut the fuck up and wait. You better not pull no fucking crossing your arms and be like Selena fucking Mandy. Because I ain't having that shit over here. Don't you be telling people that you're a victim and that you have rights. Well, anyways. Yeah. Good old people want the Caucasian Barrel. I swear to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, apparently Comic-Con has fucking ended. I'm glad everybody had fun who went to Comic-Con. Unfortunately, I didn't go. I was too busy at home with my wife and kids. Yeah. But yeah, I heard Comic-Con was off the hook. I heard Courtney, was it Sadun or something like that? She was showing her tits. Some shit like that, I don't even fucking know. But, yeah, I heard she was out there fucking showing everything. But, I don't even know what the fuck that is, but... I hope everybody had fun at Comic-Con. You know, that is the event to go to if you're a, let's just say, a real person of the arts. If I go to Comic-Con, I'm just going to wear an Incredible Hulk t-shirt. That's it. I'm not going to fucking dress up. I would have loved to do the whole, you know, goofy bone thing, but nah.
a little bit too much, don't you think? Now, can I see a number of hands in the chat room who would go to Comic-Con? I mean, it's a nice event. I went there. Ooh, who is this one? Ooh, whoever was Elektra. Ooh, she had nice chips. Ooh, the Asian chick who was fucking Wolverine, she had nice tits too. Wow. See, that's one thing I need to do after, you know, I fuck a lot of bitches, but I want to fuck some bitches wearing these Comic-Con costumes. My God, I would love to fuck these bitches like that. James Anthony would have went. Probably Mandy would have went. I know Mandy would have went. But yeah. Shout out to Comic-Con, everybody. Well, ladies and gentlemen, America has done it again. They took the idea of a little white kid. How old is this white? I'm calling him a little. I think he's like in his fucking 20s. But, the fuck, how old is this fucking kid? I don't know. Well, anyways, this stupid kid decided to take that Confederate flag and, you know, pray to it every night and fucking, you know, kneel to it like if it was Allah. And, well, what did he do? He went into a black church thinking, oh, you know, he could make racism live forever by killing church people. It goes to show you how stupid this fuck was. He wants to be courageous. Go in a gay neighborhood. But no, he didn't want to do that because they would shoot back at him. So he disturbed a bunch of church people while they were having Bible study. And, you know, he had the Confederate flag here, the Confederate flag there. Well, now America has sucked up to this fucking bullshit. And they took the Confederate flag down. It is so funny. I mean, this fucking, what is this fucker? I mean, how old is this fucking kid? To me, he looks like a fucking little kid. If I could find out how old this fucking kid is, because we're gonna waste our time. He's 21 years old. Out of all the things a 21-year-old could do, go fucking shoot people at a church. Oh, stupid fuck. Well, anyways, let's just say this, people. What if Goofy Bone went into a white church? And I was praying to the Japanese flag. And I killed people in the name of the Japanese flag. Are they going to take the Japanese flag down? Huh? Or say if I even did it for the Mexico flag? Or the Italian flag? Are they going to stop having the flag being flown in certain states. See, this is how America is so fucking stupid. 21 years ago, when that flag was flying at that fucking Capitol, nobody looked at it as a threatening flag. Nobody even thought of that flag as evil. If they did, it wouldn't be flying there. But no, it takes one fucking little kid. One little kid. And he is a little kid with a mentality like that, 21 years old. Bitch, you should have been in Vegas. You should be fucking hoes, making money, and fucking drunk driving. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't represent the Confederate flag, nor do I know any history of the Confederate flag. The only reason why I'm upset about this is because America bought in to this terrorist demands. You know, I'll defend America with my own blood, and I will fight against all terrorists, foreign and domestic. And I will tell you people right now, everyone needs to fucking wake up and realize and smell the fucking coffee. This is a fool's paradise. That stupid fucking 21-year-old mushroom-head kid led America down the fucking country road, people. Because of this fucking faggot, I can never watch Dukes of Hazzard on Nick and Knight. You know how many times I would watch the Dukes of Hazzard that night? I've always wanted to be just one of the good old boys. Why do you think I got one of those kind of cars? Why do you think I fucking ride till the wheels fall off? Why do you think in Grand Theft Auto I always jump the jumps? Because I'm just a good old boy. But America's just so stupid, people. A year ago, that flag wasn't as deadly as it is today. That flag did nothing. That flag represented when people from the South were fighting against the North. That's American history that they took away because of some stupid, idiotic fucking dumb fuck's idea of creating a race riot. Remember, Caucasian Barrel, not Cracker Barrel. Anyways. Honey, what do you think of that guy who started all this Confederate flag shit?
You little weasel.
Yep, I knew. He is a little weasel. But seriously, hold on. I'm talking to my wife over here. Honey, come here. If you were to ever sit down and talk to this kid, what would you say to him?
My God, what's wrong with you?
Anyways. I would say the same thing. It's like, what's wrong with these kids nowadays? Shit, I couldn't wait to be 21. Being at the club every fucking weekend. Almost every fucking day. Partying, fucking bitches in the bathroom. In the car. In a parking lot. in my trunk. And all this motherfucker cared about was killing blacks. Like, that was his greatest achievement in life. What a stupid fucking piece of shit. This is the new America, people. This is the new America. All these dumb, idiotic children with no education and no love from their parents. This is what they become. Remember the shooter at the fucking school? I still don't believe that school really had a fucking shooting. I'm sorry, people. I watched all the footage. And the funny thing is that you would think out of all those little kids that got shot and killed, there would be ambulances up the ass. A coroner van taking all these little bodies away. They had over 50 police cars, 12 fire trucks, and 2 ambulances. How the fuck is that possible? When you had a big old huge massacre of dead little fucking kids. There's only 2 ambulances. What did you guys do? Stack the bodies? And then if you watch some of the press conferences of the parents, your kid just got their head blown off and you're there giggling and laughing with the media. I'm sorry, people. I lost my son. I cried my ass off. I'm still crying to this very fucking day. Not a day that goes by that I'll miss my child. But watching these fucking parents on how they act in their fucking, their interviews with the media, those must have been some heartless parents, because I'll tell you right now, they showed no feelings. Only on camera they showed feelings. But off camera, when the cameras weren't rolling, they were giggling, laughing. Down here. But who knows? America does these things to try to put us in check. Remember, an airplane's jet fuel burned so hot that it melted. I say this again, that it melted metal. Because we're so goddamn Hollywood, we'll believe anything. I go to Vegas a lot to watch old casinos get blown up. I've seen detonations. 9/11 was a detonation. They cleaned up all that metal, sold it overseas within 2 weeks. Nobody could investigate the metal. Nobody could investigate anything. Our country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, is also the home of the bullshit. America needs to wake up. You need to fucking start asking questions. Start doing your own research. Do the facts. A lot of people have tested jet fuel burning as hot as the devil's fucking dick. And put metal in there. Steel. And it didn't even move it. It didn't even deform it in any sort of way. And this is how we know that America got fucking bedoozled. The weight of that plane, if it was so heavy, at least one side would have gave out, and that top of that twin tower would have tipped over, and a portion would have crashed. But no, that came down just like a demolition crew went in there the week before, which they did say the elevators a week before were getting checked for maintenance. But everything burned up in the fire, so there's no records. I'm telling you, people, do your research. God knows what America has up its sleeve. Speaking of America, well, we got a... What do they say? We got a presidential candidate that is being very obnoxious. Talking about Donald Trump. Well, apparently, good old Donald Trump there talking bad about the good old Mexican people. He pissed off the Mexican people so bad that the greatest drug dealer in Mexico's history broke out of prison to tweet at Donald Trump. Now let me tell you something. Donald can say whatever he wants about Mexican immigrants. All the shit he says, the majority of it is true. But you guys got to remember one thing. If America wasn't so fucking lazy, these immigrants would be out of a job. But no. Somebody has to do the job for the lazy Americans out there. And that's where the immigrants come in. And y'all people got to remember, this is fucking business. It's just business. And everybody's got to realize that. And throughout history, the border, if they really gave a shit, they would have fixed that fucking border where it cannot even be fucking climbable. If they gave a shit. What happened to President Obama and, the Fast and the Furious fucking thing? I mean, hello, we do know. We do know that it is a fact that America does take weapons and sell them to people so they could profit and get money from them. I mean, it was proven in the Fast and the Furious fucking scandal. Serious. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you guys got to realize that the government is dirt. This is as dirty as any dirty motherfucker willing to make money. You know, they have off-seas accounts where they take that money that they sell their fucking guns and drugs to. We always hear about the government destroying drugs. How come we never see videos of it? Do you know a drug addict would cry if they saw their drugs being burnt right in front of them? Do you know that? Like if a bunch of cops came right now and just dumped 20 pounds into a fire, I would fucking cry. But America, the beautiful country that we known it to be beautiful. It has its dirty secrets. But anyways, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Good old Thomas Jefferson once wrote that. But you know what I always say? Patriotism is a virtue of the vicious. I'm going to tell you people something. This world, this country, it'll never be on the page that we want it to be on. If you guys know about a Red Seas trading company, the slush fund that the Pentagon keeps all the proceeds from its illegal arms deals and its drug deals and all this other stuff. You guys got to remember that the news only tells us what we want to hear. If you really want to know what's really going on, you got to talk to people that have been there, that have seen it, that have done it. America has probably thousands of slush funds, but Pentagon probably has over 5,000 of different slush funds out of different operations that they fucking did. Dirty fucking work. Like they would sell guns to a village that wouldn't have guns so the village could take out the people who were supposed to take out the village. And then they would kill the villagers and take all their guns back. What scandalous America is, people. But yeah. This Donald Trump thing. If El Chapo is as smart as I hope he is, he would kill Donald Trump and show people what power he has. You know, fear is the best power that money can't even buy. I'm telling you, people. Fear. It's probably one of the greatest things that has ever been created. But fear always puts people in line. Fear always puts people in check. Because sometimes people need to be in check. People need to understand that your idea of the way the world turns is not how it turns. But this White House race, Donald Trump and his fucking stupid wigs. I'll be honest with you. A lot of people will probably vote for Donald Trump. We've already had our black president. Now it's time to have a celebrity. Someone that cannot be corrupted by other lawmakers with bribes and this and that and that and this. He has his own money. But some of his ideas are kind of Lex Luthor-ish. But that's what happens when you have a man with so much money like that. He thinks he's unstoppable. People like that, they always get stopped. And the reason why they died is because they shit in their own fucking yard. One of these days, they were bound to step in it. That's why you never shit in your yard, people. You always shit on someone else's yard to make sure they step in it. Yeah. Just want to let everybody know that we're going in a new direction. We're no longer going to be messing around with these fucking losers. We're no longer going to be fucking playing fucking tag with these fucking idiots. We're going our own route. And like I told you people many times, you could stay and join the fire, or you could burn by the fire. I'm Goofy Bone, and I want to say goodnight. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow on the Danger Zone, right here, Same bone time, same bone channel.
1AD6.2 is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Goofy bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MonCorp, a large multi-billion dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn cad!
The new face of fear! Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Spreaker and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow, because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green, a green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did. That's me admitting it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from... Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we have accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker. Hold and on, you're going to let these I hear something. Ruin it?
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.